1240 AM.
Ooh, yeah.
WSBC.
Spicy.
Yep.
Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. There's one in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland.
Yup.
Fox's Beverly Pizza. The best thin crust tavern style pizza on Western Avenue.
You like that, don't you?
Yes, I do like it. I had some last night, Clay.
God bless.
Flood Brothers Disposal. Undeniably the greatest garbage men in Chicagoland.
Did you whip the pizza box into the back of a Flood Brothers truck?
Yes, I did.
God bless you.
And I said, everything, world is good. The world is good.
Yep.
And Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
Sure is.
Love Guinness.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. And joining me as always, to my left, is my twin brother, Billy.
What's up, everyone?
Hi, Bill. And back this week. We missed him last week. The greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello.
Hi.
Oh, look at that long beat you just took before, right at the top.
I wanted to create suspense.
You should, and it's here. We did miss you last week.
Aw.
You went skiing.
I was snowboarding.
Snowboarding.
Yes, the wife skis, I snowboard.
So you're like a Shaun White wannabe?
No, I'm just a regular guy.
Shaun White wannabe?
No. I'm not trying to do anything fancy.
What's wrong with Shaun White?
He's too good.
Is it because he has red hair?
He was on Tonight.
Was he?
Yeah.
I haven't watched a single thing from the Olympics this year.
It's very un-American of you.
I haven't either, Clay. But I don't think I'm the only guy. I didn't even realize the Olympics were on.
Running up and down the stairs of that condo of yours.
Yeah, those are the Olympics. Olympics.
I've been listening to Stacey King. That's what I've been doing too.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to a lot of Bulls.
I'm the Stacey King of snowboarding.
Okay.
We'll put it that way.
You want some biscuit with that roll?
I'm not too good. Not too bad. But yeah, it was fun.
The hot sauce on those hills?
I threw it all over.
Okay.
Where'd you go?
To Telluride.
Telluride, Colorado.
Correct.
Cool.
They have the Telluride Film Festival, as well as the Sundance.
Yes.
But why are film festivals always in destinations of like skiing and stuff like that? I think it's because it gives the Hollywood execs an excuse for a vacation.
That's why
they station them in those spots.
They make them hard to get to. So,
obviously Robert Redford, Mike, at Sundance, and he founded Sundance, but
it's probably because he has a house and he's like, let's do it here.
I'm not kidding. That's probably how it evolved.
We actually drove by.
Kevin Bacon had a house in Park City, I think. I remember reading that.
Yeah, they said Oprah and Seinfeld have houses in Telluride.
Yeah.
But then in Ralph Lauren, this guy with our ride.
Oh, yeah, Ralph, sure.
He's got a 17,000 acre ranch.
Oh, really?
Wow.
It's nuts.
Where he just plays cowboys and Indians all day, huh?
He draws pictures of shirts.
Yes. He hasn't drawn a picture of a shirt in 30 years.
He hasn't probably been to that ranch in 30 years.
No, he's living there.
No way.
He's wearing, I was going to say chaps, but you don't wear chaps. Yeah, you do wear chaps,
He wears a lot of starters.
You know what?
He's wearing.
He wears all starter
jackets.
He's wearing NBA socks.
Wearing RL.
Wearing NBA socks, but he loves that nylon starter stuff.
So you're in Telluride, Colorado. You
Correct.
Go out there. You took the whole family there.
No, just me and my wife.
Oh, so kind of a romantic Telluride getaway.
Ski romance.
Sure.
Ski romance. There was a lot of, we were talking right before we got on the show that ski romances were big in the 80s.
Huge.
Yeah, they
Did
were.
Did you feel like you were in an 80s movie?
Not really.
How do you feel like you're in an 80s movie?
I guess you subconsciously just like
Trevor Ferrari.
Listen, Doc, I'm a little down these days. There's something you can give me that makes me feel like I'm in an 80s movie
right.
or something.
You put up some Molly Ringwald posters and you're
right.
Yep, typing something on a typewriter.
Right.
Okay.
Heavy drug use.
Yeah.
Ask for rotary phones.
Keep a picture of Gary Coleman in your wallet.
That's what does it. That's what the doctor says to you. He goes, here, I got the cure for you. You mean it's not a drug? No, it's a Polaroid of Gary Coleman. I want you to keep it in your wallet. Whenever you take your ATM card out to pay for something, you look at that and you go, you're in an 80s movie.
Exactly. So, yeah, we were up at about 10,000 feet. And then you
were your ears popping?
It wasn't really different. No difference. No elevation issues.
You don't drink, so I mean, like,
no.
You know, do they have the same thing there that they had? Like, when we were in Utah, and it was like, I think it was 30 less percent alcohol content almost per every bottle.
Yeah, because
where you couldn't have liter sized bottle. I can't remember what it was. Something crazy.
I don't know the Western liquor rules.
And they were like, oh,
well, these were Utah rules, Bill. He was in Colorado, but you're right.
True.
The last time we were there,
Colorado's got tons of breweries. I don't care.
Park City does have some interesting kind of bar rules and liquor laws.
Yeah, those Utah. Italians. Don't mess around.
So no drinking. Little skoboarding, I almost said.
little skoboarding.
That's what they do out here on the northwest side. Skoboarding.
Since this is an Irish show,
I thought
we were
going to say skopeboarding.
At one point,
everyone's
we were
squishing
on the,
mouthwash while they. Okay, whatever.
We were on the chairlift. Yes. With a guy from Dublin, Ireland.
Were you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long are you on a chairlift for? Is it long enough to strike up like a 20-minute conversation?
Some of them are long, like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, so it is a spot where you kind of you're forced to make friends with the guy sitting there.
If there's a guy sitting there, yeah.
Okay.
It's either two or three.
Now, did you go to a resort or were you just in a hotel and just went skiing?
We stayed just in the town in like a little inn, like a
an inn.
Yeah.
Yes.
So like a 10-roomer.
Was Bob Newhart there or Larry Daryl or any of those guys?
Daryl Strawberry, Bob Newhart.
Doc Gooden?
Oh, I love it when they're there.
Doc Gooden was there taking people's temperatures?
Yeah, that's the best. Did he have any Polaroids of Gary Coleman?
He was handing out masks.
Yeah, what was the COVID protocol like out there?
They're actually, I think this upcoming week, they're dropping all mandates.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're going mask-free.
They're going naked.
They're going naked as hell.
But you were like, yeah. We're going naked. COVID's over. Welcome to Telluride. Get any souvenirs while you're in Telluride? Do anything other than skiing?
We ate some nice dinners, skied, and then you got to rest because you're skiing from 9 to like 6.
No celebrity sightings other than the Dublin guy?
No celebrity sightings, no.
Like tired the altitude gets to you or just physically tired from going up and down the slopes all day?
Yeah, it's like, you know, working out. It's like after a while.
So when you would go down a mountain, like how long is your ride on your board? 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
No, like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's a long ride.
Yeah.
Without, I mean, how many times do you wipe out and just continue going?
The longest run is, I want to say 4.5 miles.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So it's a long ways.
Now, does she ski next to you while you snowboard along next to her?
We try and stay within, you know, eye distance, but she does her own thing. We don't talk or anything.
Yeah, right.
It's serious.
Yeah, because she goes in different areas. And
got your headphones on, put something on.
Nah, you're just basically trying not to kill yourself.
This is just, okay, this is recently a new...
There's you got to watch out for other people, too, because there's a lot of...
This is recently a new thing for you, right?
I've been doing it for like, how old am I? 41.
You're 42
like
this June.
3-4 years.
Okay.
But I love it. It's great.
Well, it's good to have you back.
I'm proud of you. I mean, that's a risky thing to do when you're 39 years old.
I've already
I'm not going to do it.
Skied Park City and Telluride. So next will be
you're going to jump out on airplanes or anything like that?
No, I'm not. I'm not going Point Break just yet.
Nothing on that. No skydiving.
Maybe I'll rob a bank and jump out of an airplane.
There you go.
Onto a mountain on a snowboard.
There's somebody drawing
they
up
did that already. They do a bank robber movie where they drop
Cruise,
guys onto a mountain.
Cruise
yeah, it's called
that.
Point Break, dude.
It's called Point Break, dude.
Billy's feeling tough.
Hey, look
tonight.
How mad he got at
not
me.
When they're not when they're like, oh, on a mountain where there's
that's what I meant. Yeah.
It's the remake of Point Break.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Where
yeah.
Now they're ski guys. No, we're not gonna do surfing. We make them ski bums.
No, they're they're adventure daredevils. They ski. They jump on mountains. They try to climb.
You're
swim
not
oceans,
in, you're not into
else.
That, huh? You're not into adventure.
You know what? My adventure is the Marlboro Adventure. I believe it was a big ad campaign.
The Marlboro Adventure.
Those guys were cowboys.
Well, then I'm an urban cowboy.
An urban cowboy, okay.
You are an urban cowboy,
he likes
Bill.
His NBA socks.
That's absolutely right.
Your Buick is your horse.
Yes. My Buick is my horse.
Now that's a commercial.
I'll put that on your tombstone.
I'm an urban cowboy. My Buick is my horse. The all-new Enclave.
Sounds like a Costner line.
It does sound like a line for Kevin Costner.
My Buick is my horse.
Right, my Buick is my horse.
You think he'll pop up at some point during the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, yeah.
You think Costner will be in an ad or some sort? All right, that's something we got to look out. A Costner sighting, Super Bowl.
He's going to throw a boomerang at the 50-yard line.
Kevin Costner watch 2022.
He's coming out in the sack of a kangaroo. And he's getting out, and he's going to throw a boomerang. It's going to go around the stadium back into his hand. And it's going to go, play ball!
Right. That would be awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, please point your attention to the 50-yard line for actor Hollywood superstar Kevin Costner and Kangaroo.
And Marvin, the kangaroo.
And Marvin,
from the
kangaroo.
Los Angeles Zoo.
Yeah, from the San Diego Zoo, Marvin, the kangaroo.
Sure.
Costner jumps out of the pouch of the kangaroo. Yep. And did you say he fires a boomerang around the stadium?
That's correct.
Does the boomerang maybe say Yellowstone on it or something like that? Like a promotion for his show?
Yeah, it says baseball, water, and horses.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Wow. Well, we figured out where we want to do for the Super Bowl, what we want to see.
Who do you want to win?
I want to see Joe Burrow win.
Same
That's
here.
The guy from Cincinnati with the turtleneck?
That with turtleneck. Is
he did
a turtleneck
an interview
guy?
In a black turtleneck, and he had this like rope chain on. He looked ridiculous.
I love that he has that. Yeah, that's kind of an old Joe Namath bit. You know,
yeah,
I think it's
like
upgraded.
He was selling Vidal Sassoon.
Yes, he did look like a Vidal Sassoon salesman. You know where you can meet a lot of Vidal Sassoon salesmen if you're lucky enough?
Cork and Carry.
Cork and Carry.
Really?
But your hair has to be nice enough to attract them to want to speak to you.
Oh, yeah.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Carry Irish Pub. More Hoolies Hooli after these.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Carry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Carry. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Boom, welcome back. Go to Flood Brothers. If you're having any sort of garbage problems, call them. They will consult with you and tell you what to do.
Correct.
They'll do it with a friendly smile, and they won't squeeze you. They're wonderful people.
You know what I'm going to do next winter?
What?
I'm getting one of you punks on a snowboard or skis.
I'm down for that.
Death for me.
Just to go to Wisconsin. Take it easy.
I got to ectomorph before that, though. I got
to
get
ripped up.
Yeah, I got to be able to breathe, quit smoking.
Anybody smoking
on the hill?
I did see a lot of smoking, actually.
Really? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, some older, very, local Colorado people probably. But they were like, we were at this, this spot that's halfway up. So probably 8,000 or 9,000 feet, and they were sucking them down.
Wow. God bless them.
That's what I said. I said, boy.
You know what happened to me this week? I got kicked out of my daughter's basketball game.
For smoking?
No, but I had a cigarette right before it happened.
You should have lit one up as you're getting kicked out and goes, screw this place.
It's so weird. I don't even smoke near the events where my children are even playing anymore. I used to be the guy who would go and hide and have a cigarette somewhere.
Our parents used to smoke outside of the gym doors.
Oh, I know.
That's amazing.
Or
our coach smoked in the gym.
Yeah. Times have changed, but yes. But you don't even want to be known as the parent who even enjoys an occasional cigarette.
Hold on. Forget about the cigarettes. How'd you get kicked out of the game?
Yeah, thank you. We were about to go on cigarettes again.
No. Please. What'd you do? You yelled?
So they have a rule in place in the Cook County Department of Public Health, right? They were going to, originally basketball season, Charlotte transferred schools this year.
Okay.
She missed girls basketball season at the public school.
Right.
They do girls basketball in the fall at the public school. And they don't do that at the Catholic school where she was at,
mm-hmm.
right? She missed the season, but there was a recreational league that a bunch of dads were putting together in town through the Park District, and they were going to have a bunch of teams, and they play on Saturdays at the gymnasium, one of the girls' high school gymnasium in River Forest, right? Trinity High School, that's where they play. In any event, they first set out, after we paid the money to sign her up for the program, then they sent out a note saying that all the kids had to be vaccinated before they could play basketball, right? Mm. The league dismantled immediately. Everyone's pulling their kids out. They're like, nope. And people have their priority to make those decisions for their children, right? And they're like, no, we're not going to have that forced on us to just play basketball. So thanks, but we'd like a refund. Boom. Then all of a sudden, within a day, that mandate disappeared. And they said, well, now it's going to be, we'll have the league. And first of all, only 13 girls stayed, right? So they had two teams of like one is seven, one is six, and one girl goes floats back and forth sometimes. So they're really just like one full team that just scrimmages, And they said, okay, all the girls are going to have to wear masks, and then to the game, then they can take their mask off and play. They don't have to wear their mask while they're playing, obviously, or on the bench, and the coaches don't have to wear masks.
Sure.
But there's no spectators, no parents allowed to go to the games.
Oh.
Okay. And there's only 12 girls playing, all right? So there's only going to be 24 max parents. There's plenty of room to have the parents in the gymnasium. It's ridiculous.
Sure.
Right? Now, I've abided by it for a while. But then Charlotte came back. I did abide by it for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And
then your inner cowboy came out.
Yeah. Inner cowboy came out. And
you clicked your spurs?
Well, what happened was Charlotte was complaining about her performance and play and saying she wasn't getting a fair shake or whatever. And I wanted to go watch her perform and see if I could work with her and decide, and hone her skills with her a little bit better and kind of observe and see what she was doing right and what she's doing wrong on the floor.
Because the other coaches might give it to her in passing, but they're not going to be as frank and show her the way that I will. The other coaches have their daughters on the team that they want to have playing too.
But can I be honest with you?
Yes.
All coaches.
Be honest, please. Don't lie to me.
All coaches hate that dad that's like, I'll coach my daughter. You just run the show. I don't like that guy
no,
at all.
100%.
Though. All coaches go to heaven.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
Is that the name of Tom Brady's book?
Yes, Belichick's book. Well, one way to solve that is just coach.
It is.
Yeah.
But they don't let the coaches smoke, you know, interfere.
Anyways.
With my lifestyle.
Put two nicotine patches on each cheek.
Let's get off the smoking. You attended the game.
No. So here's what happened.
You snuck in.
I snuck in. Okay, and so Charlotte is...
You should have dressed up like the janitor or something.
Well, here's the thing. No, the coaches don't care. The coaches don't care. They
no,
told
of
us.
Of course not.
They don't care. If they're like, if you guys want to come in, just come in.
But you ran into the head person.
No, there's a little, like a weasel kid who's playing cop, right? And he's like a college kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And...
he's protector of the gym?
Obviously, he's being paid by the park district to stand there and make sure that I don't show up.
Did he have a badge on his shirt?
No, he had nothing on, you know, and that's what I'm getting at. So he had no starter coat on.
If you did, you would have been able to grease him a little.
Yeah, right. You know,
nice starter.
Hey. I used to wear those.
I like that Raiders coat. Big guy was right. 20. You didn't see nothing.
Now scratch. Now here's what happened.
You got it, buddy.
Right. Thanks for the compliment. See, I never saw you here. Go starter. Hashtag starter.
Uh-huh.
Snuck into the, so I went to the game. I made it a point to myself. And Charlotte would, you know, my wife and I have separated. I'm trying to, you know, be as involved as I can with my children when I'm with them,
yep.
Right? And go to bat for them and know that I'm there and got their back, right? So I'm like, you know what, Charlotte? I'm going to go and watch. I want to see what's going on here. I want to see if your complaints are valid, you know? And the week before I had snuck in for a minute and I kind of had a hunch that she was right. You know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's like, I got benched for like three quarters. You know, she's like, I'm not getting enough time. I'm the tallest girl on the team. Like,
yep.
Something's not right. You
yep.
know, and I'm like, yeah, that's not. It's not. I'm like, you got to get more aggressive out there and start pushing people around. You know, I go, you can't just be. You're too nice. Stop being so nice. Get up there and rebound and elbow somebody in the head. You know,
should have thrown her a Bill Laimbeer jersey.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying to preach to her is like, you got to get a little more assertive. You know,
if you got the size, use it.
Anyway,
yeah, bump them out.
Yeah.
This week, she goes into the game. I'm like, I drop her off. I'm like, I'm going to 7-Eleven. I'm going to get you a Gatorade. I'll be right back. You know, this is my kind of way of sneaking in.
Yeah,
this is
how I do it.
So I drop her at the gym, and then I come back, and I run in the gym with a Gatorade. Like, here, honey, you need this. You know, the water fountains are off. You know, like, hey, guys, came to drop this off, you know?
Yeah.
And then my plan is to kind of, like, linger, you know, and watch through the door or something like mm-hmm. that. But
did you tie your shoe?
Well, yeah, right. You know,
the fake shoe tie.
Are you spectating?
The 5-minute
no, I'm tying
tie.
My shoe.
I just realized my laces were undone.
Yeah, forgive me. I'm a little bit cognitive impaired. It takes me 30 minutes to tie them.
I do two practice ties before right. the real tie.
Right. Now move it off. You never saw me.
Uh-huh.
I go up to the rafters. Like there's like a little.
You walk in the catwalk up there?
There's a little side door that I know about, right? And I'm like, I'll go up to the rafters. Like, and it's basically platform seating that sits above the floor in the gymnasium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stadium style. I'm like, I'll go up there. They'll never see me up there, just right?
Sit in the corner? In the
yeah,
black.
So I'm yeah. up there with my coffee just watching the game for a minute. And I get spotted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden this kid comes up to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, sir, are you here to spectate? And I'm like, yeah, you know? My daughter's playing.
She said,
I'm not Southern, but I said it like that.
My daughter's playing.
My daughter's playing. I understand, sir.
You should have done it like
right.
that.
Right.
My daughter's playing. Now get off.
Now get.
Yeah. Now get.
Before I lasso you, boy.
Yeah, right. You Before you like, catch a whooping.
Should have acted like one of the Snells. You know?
Yeah, Darlene Snell.
Darlene Snell, that's yeah. what you should have acted like.
Oh,
you should have said
a reference to
Ozark.
To Ozark.
Yeah. Yeah, which is back. I've watched it.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have acted like Darlene Snell.
She said, my name's off. Patty Snail.
Yeah.
Right, handed a business card. Patty Snail.
Now get.
I'm
looking for Marty
Bird.
Bird. Yes. I understand his daughter went to school here.
Don't hijack my basketball story with Ozark.
Okay. You should have said you were a scout from Salt Lake Tech.
No, I... Yeah.
Salt Lake Tech. I'm a scout from Salt Lake Tech, and I once coached at Telluride Tech.
I got my eye on all these girls here. They got talent. All right? Now go and get.
He goes, are you here to spectate? I go, uh-huh, yeah. I go, you know, and he's like, sir, we're not allowed. And I go, I don't care. I'm staying.
Oh, you got ninja on him.
I go, call the cops, you know?
You did?
Yeah. And he goes, what? I go, call the cops. I'm wearing a mask. It doesn't matter. He's like, well, you're not supposed to. I go, no one down there is wearing masks. They're all playing. I go, I'm not bothering anybody, am I? Am I bothering you? He's like, yes. No. And I'm like, but you have rules to follow, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't care about your rules. You shouldn't either. I'm not going to blow the whistle on you. Go away. He's like, sir, please, let's not have a scene, you know? And I go, and I just lost it, you know? I go, this is bull, you know? And I screamed at him. And he's just a kid. He's just trying to do his job.
Did play stop on the court?
Yeah.
Right? Whistle blown.
They all stop and look
up. Obnoxious father.
Yeah, that was my shooter from Hoosiers moment, where it's like, you keep your head in the game, Jimmy. You know? Don't worry about him when Hopper gets kicked out of the game.
Did the coach put the ball under his arm?
No, the referee kind of stopped and looked up, and he had the ball under
his arm. Oh, this is during a game?
Yeah, it's during a scrimmage.
I thought this was practice.
No, and I'm like, and I just yell. I'm like, Charlotte, I'll be back at the end. I'm like, start scoring, you know, like, I'll be back.
Look at you and go, hey, no hollering.
No, I just quietly, I left, and Charlotte looked up at me, and I just kind of gave her a thumbs up, like, kick some ass. You know,
I'm
like,
did the kid put handcuffs on you?
No, the kid was just kind of like standing there with his arms crossed, like, all right, I hate doing this, but you have to do it. You know, and I'm like, this is bad. These girls are getting a raw deal here.
If I ever see you at a local hot dog stand, we got a problem.
Yeah, because that's where all the recreational teenage Park District employees hang out. Well, hot dog stands.
They're not at bars, so maybe you'll run into them at a hot dog stand.
Right.
If I ever see you at McDonald's, I'm going to kick you.
If I ever see you at McDonald's, swift karate chop to the back of the neck.
Officer, I'm looking for a Park District teenage employee. Have you tried the hot dog stands? Oh, you're right.
Oh, all right. So you're psycho a little bit.
Yeah. So I leave, right? Then Charlotte gets in the car.
Did you do donuts in the parking lot?
No, I stayed outside the parking lot and drank my coffee and smoked with the window half cracked. You know?
Oh, wow. And, like a creep.
And listened to a little swing out sister, you know?
Yeah.
To pump myself up and feel better.
Wow.
And it worked. Charlotte got back and she comes out to the car grinning.
Did you scroll hard on your phone?
What's that?
Did you scroll hard on
your
phone?
I always scroll hard.
Yeah,
no point in soft scrolling.
Nah,
I didn't you know
don't
there were such
as much content
as,
that way.
I didn't know there were soft scrollers out there.
Well, there's plenty of soft scrollers. Yeah. You don't get ahead in this world without being assertive and hard scrolling.
Correct.
Soft scrolling's for the weak. Anyway, she comes into the car grinning ear to ear.
Uh huh.
She's like, I just scored 14 points. I'm like, what was the final score? She's like 32 something. So basically she scored half the points that game. She's like, I'm like, what?
So
she's
the
like,
coach
yeah,
saw
the,
you...
the coaches were like, that was unbelievable. Like, obviously something in me, my rebellious streak, triggered something in her to be like, hey, give me the ball, you know? And she just went off. And I was like, see? Like, sometimes you just kind of have to, you know, you're not going to get it in this world by just laying low. You got to kind of take action sometimes. So I was proud of myself for barking back. And I know I'm not the only parent that feels that way. And part of me felt, you know, I would have really teed off then the kid because I was in kind of a squirrely mood anyway. It's early in the morning. I was like, but something came over me. I was like, all right, this is a kid. He's just trying to pick up, he's trying to make a buck. He's not trying to be confrontational. I'm sure he hates the fact that he even has to be that guy right now. But it was like, do you have to be that guy?
Would you want to be that guy? I wouldn't. Even if I was in college, I'd be like, hey, do you want to take a job being the COVID police? I'd be like, no.
Right. You know? But anyway, I hope, I'm. And then I see that Pritzker's going to start ending all this, finally. So it's like, all right, let's go. You know, so hopefully I just want to get back and watch some basketball. I want to watch my kid play basketball. I don't care about pros or the Bulls or any of that stuff. It's like, hey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you want to get
Dad,
back?
Dad, I just scored 14 points after you got kicked out of the gym.
You have to leave, sir.
Right.
But I'm a big Gene Hackman fan.
Yeah.
You like Gene Hackman, kid?
You obviously like Starter and Gene Hackman. Let me stay.
Let me ask you a question. You ever heard of Gene Hackman?
Yeah.
You have.
Let me ask you a question. What do you get on your hot dogs?
Yep.
Anyway, if you say ketchup, I'm going to slap you.
All right.
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm done.
You've triggered the flame.
Yeah, so that was my. I felt like it was a small victory for the week in a weird way.
Is that why you have three jackets on?
Yeah, this is my new thing. I don't like wearing heavy coats anymore. I just wear layered shirts. I'm losing my mind.
I think you are.
I'm losing my mind.
You're going to walk in next week with a mohawk and a lip ring.
I could be. I'm wearing black jeans for the first time in my life now.
He walked into my apartment yesterday. I'm like, you wearing black jeans?
Yeah, I told him
bro?
Tonight. I go, those are very slash.
Yeah, they are slash. But they're.
You need cowboy boots and a snake.
I got a pair of these Red Wing Iron Ranger boots, which are very hipster, and they complement the black jean quite well. Yeah. So
you know, we made fun of your.
The jacket that you're wearing, though, is mine. You've been trying to hijack
but
it.
But we made fun of your vest in the past
few years. I still got it on, dude. It's my third layer right now.
There was a lot of Solomon gear out on the mountain.
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Did they know that the shirt is, or the vest is made in like 35 different countries?
They were all talking about you.
Yeah, I figured they were. Wow. I had a song I wanted to play.
Go. Did you?
It was going to be, so Neil Francis O'Hara, Neil Francis O'Hara, full name.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Oak Park kid, right?
Yes.
Very talented guy.
And?
And I have a big crush on his music. If you like Dr. John or Todd Rundgren or any of that sort of 70s soul funk kind of sound.
Yes.
You'll like this kid. And he's got a new single out. So I wanted to.
Is this his radio debut?
I don't know if this is his radio. No, he's trending. He's touring right now.
He put out an album about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, that I really liked. And there was a song on it called Changes.
Absolutely, yeah. This kid hangs out at Fitzgerald's a lot. And he's friends with quite a few musicians that we're all pals with. This is one of the most impressive tracks I've heard in a while. It's Problems by Neil Francis.
Say time is everything. They would run. It's so good I can finally say I can show my face around town. But they said you hit on me with plans of tying me down. You know you got everything going on just right. It's just not right.
Neil Francis.
It's
problems.
Good stuff. Yeah.
A lot of people got some problems going on lately.
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so.
Who?
Everybody's always got problems. The world's always got problems.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Even the coaches at Salt Lake Tech have problems.
Yeah,
you know?
They can't.
Yep.
They got recruiting problems.
Are your boys playing basketball yet, Clay? Are they in a league?
Yeah, they're in like this Indoor Niles thing.
Indoor Niles thing?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense to most people. Your kids playing basketball, they're in like an Indoor Niles thing. Oh, you mean Niles, the town in Illinois?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't started yet, though.
Are there any famous people from Niles? You know anybody from Niles?
Probably.
Do I, like, any famous people from Niles?
Yeah.
Ted Danson?
Ted Danson was born in Niles.
I don't think so. If somebody told me that, I'd be like, really?
Who else?
You killed me at Ted Danson. Here's something from Too Much Zuck.
Uh-oh.
All right, it's you've been watching Putin at all lately? You should.
Nah, he's been watching me.
All right,
he's been watching everybody.
He had the French president Emmanuel Macron
on his speedboat.
No, he was going to invite him in to discuss the whole deal with Ukraine.
Yeah,
right, and what's going on?
What do you think about that?
Well, here it is: French President Emmanuel Macron isn't about to hand Russians a DNA sample.
Ooh.
And that's reportedly why Vladimir Putin forced him to sit way across from him during a comically long table. If you go to TMZ, folks, I guess it's a plug for Too Much Zuck. Look at that picture of Putin having a discussion about 30 yards across the table from the leader of France.
Yeah.
Wow.
The whole thing is that the Russians wanted Macron to take their COVID test.
Oh.
And for security risks, they were like, no, the Russians would try to steal our president's DNA. That's insane to think about.
Yeah.
By the way, Jim Less, the NBA star, is from Niles. Thank you, Mike. Mike Sarkowski, our producer.
Is he a Notre Dame grad? I think he might be a Notre Dame grad.
Yeah, I believe he went to Notre
Putin
Dame.
Jim Less. Ever tried to steal Jim Less' DNA?
If he could, he would, man.
Oh, wow, yeah. Jim Less is a Notre Dame Don.
Putin, how come you can dunk? I took Jim Less' DNA in 1979.
Right. Putin had a cousin on the Northwest Side, and he was hanging out with Jim Less?
Yeah, he was a drywaller.
Putin's cousin was a drywaller that knew Jimmy Less.
His name was Ron Putin.
Ronnie Putin.
He's also a DNA thief.
He's also a hell of a point guard.
He was a drywaller and a modern DNA thief working for the Russians. The world is crazy, boys.
Okay.
No, that seems plausible, though.
Well, when the leaders met in Moscow this week to discuss Ukraine, this picture, the one I just discussed, raised a lot of eyebrows and had some folks accusing Putin of a diplomatic power play. But it was actually a case of extreme social distancing.
Look at my big table, little Frenchman.
The Russians asked Macron to take a Russian COVID-19 PCR test before sitting down with Putin, but he refused to take the test, according to Reuters. As a result, the Russians insisted on putting some distance between Macron and Putin. Macron's objection wasn't about the test itself. Instead, it was all about espionage. The French reportedly had a security concern that Russia would use the nasal swab to swipe his DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they have every right to feel that way. DNA thief.
I wouldn't put anything past old Vlad.
No, me neither.
He's a squirrely little fella.
What do you do with the French president's DNA, though?
You make a robot clone and then kill the current one and then program the clone to do whatever you want.
Sure.
Give all the French land to Russia all of a sudden.
Yes.
France becomes Russia because we stole the DNA?
France becomes snowy Russia.
And it's all because Jim Less and the drywaller started that stuff years ago.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
It's a whole conspiracy.
It is a whole conspiracy, folks.
I'm sure Jim Less wouldn't like this.
Well, Jim Less is, what a gift we've given Jim Less. No one's spoken of Jim Less in a decade.
I do remember him in
the NBA. Somehow
he
just crept into this episode.
He's the most famous person from Niles?
Jim Less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll have to get Jim Less on the program.
Former NBA star?
Yeah.
Pat, put him in the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame.
You should. You owe it to him now.
He actually might already be in there. I got to look and check the roster.
You better double check quick.
I will. Let's take a commercial break.
Okay. All right, fine.
More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hang in there! We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned!
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Yeah. This is a jam, by the way. Welcome back, folks. This is Swing Out Sister. Mike, thank you for playing this bump. Because this is actually what I was playing as I got, as I was waiting for Charlotte to come back.
When you were sitting in the car with the window cracked,
yeah,
smoking?
Listen, right here. Cheer up, Patty. Break out. Get crazy with it.
You should have blew up some balloons while you're sitting in the car for yourself.
What an angel of a voice she has. Thank you, Mike.
It's terrifying.
No, this is a jam. I wanted to put that as the closing credits song of one of the first movies I ever directed.
Should have put it as the opening scene of a movie called Meltdown, and you're sitting in your car smoking, and then you do a huge line off the dashboard.
Sure. And a huge swig of drink off my 7-Eleven coffee.
Yeah, and then you open a Big Mac and cut it into threes.
Okay.
Okay.
I give one to myself, one to my daughter, and I give one to the crossing guard.
And then you ask him where the hot dog stands are at.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Mike. Swing out, sister.
Yeah.
The reason, Clay, that I am kind of listening to songs like that is that Charlotte, and I touched on it a little bit last week, is...
listening to rap music.
Yeah, she's a TikToker.
Yeah, right.
You know, but she's also interested in... I keep hearing a lot of the girls doing TikToks to old 80s songs that have been remixed by new artists. New age people.
So we could do a swing out sister song, and I can go wear my NBA socks. Yeah. NBA socks.
You can morph it all together.
100%.
And you gotta find an engineer.
Right.
We got one right here. All Mike needs to do is just cut it, and then my voice going, NBA socks.
Cut
where
it,
they
recut
at?
It,
where they at?
Get a beat.
Right.
In my car, listening, getting kicked out, wear my NBA socks. Big Macs, Coke, 7-Eleven coffee.
Ain't no joke.
Ain't no joke. Gotta go to the bathroom, wear my NBA socks.
That sounds like a Wesley Willis song, you know? If you remember who he was.
Sure. Like a wild dream.
Yeah. But, Bill, you're not too far off.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, the Super Bowl's this weekend.
You guys going to put big money on the Super Bowl?
I don't think I am. And I did get kind of crazy with the Barstool Sportsbook app this last fall.
Who's going to win?
But I haven't placed a wager in a while.
Here we go.
Who's going to win?
Billy, man. You first. I'm going to say... Tampa Bay.
Whoa, Tampa Bay.
They're not even in it.
Stop, Brady. Stop
getting Brady. Get Brady off the mind.
Yeah, stop being horny for Brady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still horny for Brady, and occasionally the Tampa Bay slips out when it's not supposed to. I apologize for the Tampa Bay slip, ref.
I turn into a guy from Florida who's horny for Brady sometimes.
Yeah.
I get squirrely on Super Bowl weekend.
Cincinnati or L.A.?
Patty, you were going to make your prediction?
Joe Burrow and the Bengals by a touchdown.
What's the final?
What's the final?
Final score. Let's see here. I'm going to say 31.
Weird.
24. 31-24 Bengals.
Okay. I'm going 35-31 Rams.
Okay.
I'm going 42-14 Rams.
Blowout.
Yeah.
I do.
Here's the thing. Dude.
Choke.
Hold
fast.
On. LA's defense is really good. And I think we're underestimating the fact. All during the playoffs, except for that one game against Buffalo and Kansas City, I think if maybe you bet the unders, they came in for everybody, everything.
Yeah.
I think the first half.
That's why I always think, well.
Be very low scoring jitters. It'll be like 7-0 first half.
And then the second half will just be
second
a track.
Half will just be a track nuts.
Sprint.
Yeah.
I think there's a thing. There's something about a team that gets hot. The way that the Bengals have, where they fear,
the
where
Bengals,
yes, and the Bengals are long due. All right,
here's the thing: I want the Bengals to win.
I want the Bengals,
but
to
I'm
win.
Picking.
Thank you.
I'm picking the 35-31 Rams score.
Listen, I'm not even from here, and I want the Bengals to win.
How many sickening people in Hollywood are going to have their Rams jerseys on at the game and stuff?
Oh well, yeah, watch out for those tiger coats, though.
Well, I like those tiger coats.
You should get a tiger Bengals jacket.
I'm pulling for the Bengals. The Bengals have, I don't think the Bengals have ever won a Super Bowl.
What about the Bears?
They're done. Anyway, getting back to that. Joe Burrow is...
why can't we get a Joe Burrow?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? Where's the strong Southern men at?
But people, you see, we're talking about Justin Fields. He's going to be great. Burrow takes his team to a crappy Cincinnati team to the Super Bowl his second year
right there.
Right,
we can't do that.
That's not going to happen with Justin Fields. No. I just don't think. And Burrow stands, this is an amazing stat, if he does win the Super Bowl, he wins the Heisman, a national championship, and the Super Bowl within 3 years. That's nuts.
Oh, Mike's pulling up some Bengals apparel for me.
Sounds like you're getting a little horny for Joe B.
I am a little bit randy for this new Burrow man.
He's had a crush on Macaulay Culkin all season.
Yeah, Bill thinks Burrow looks like Macaulay Culkin.
He does a little bit. A
little bit. I don't know who he looks like. He kind of looks like Ponyboy.
Here's what I think.
Ponyboy?
First of all, it benefits...
Is that Ralph Macchio's character?
No, the other one, the blind kid.
Oh, the kid that was in Star Trek.
Yeah, the kid that was at the end.
C. Thomas Howell.
Oh, yeah.
There it is, yeah. Burrow and Culkin. They
what
have
about
a similar
Burrow
look.
And C. Thomas Howell?
No, they don't.
They got that comparison on the internet?
I don't think they're there yet. I don't think the memes have caught up to C. Thomas Howell.
Burrow's got the mo. He's an underdog right now that plays in his favor.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have... I mean, when you're an underdog like he is, the jitters kind of think, I'm like, okay, I got nothing to lose. Everyone thinks we're going to lose this game. Let me go in and play a little bit shifty and a little bit, you know, ballsy.
When is the game? Sunday?
You could see... Yeah.
Yeah. When's the Super Bowl? Is that on a Monday?
It's Tuesday afternoon.
It should have a Tuesday around 11.
Yeah. This year's Super Bowl? Tuesday at 9 a.m.
Right.
Channel 7.
Anyway, I'm calling that. Burrow.
The biggest thing about the Super Bowl is everybody likes to take off work.
Patty's a Burrow boy.
I am a Burrow boy. I'm a Brady boy and a Burrow boy.
He's a B&B.
I'll have a B&B.
You're a Stafford man?
Just because I have a beard right now doesn't make me a Stafford man.
Does Stafford wear a beard?
Oh, yeah.
He's a Staffordman.
Yes. You are a Staffordman with that beard.
And you, Burrow boy, think you have a chance. Look at you two bastards.
We're writing the Super Bowl spot now. This is like, you know, Prince William yelling at his servants.
Prince William watching the Super Bowl.
You know what? I've always thought Stafford
hey,
was
Hey, Prince
a good
William, you watching the Super Bowl this year?
Hey, Prince William, who you like in the Super Bowl?
Probably.
You're an American now, aren't you?
No,
you a Burrow boy or a Stafford man?
It's your brother, Hank.
You're welcome now, Prince William. Are you a Burrow boy or a Stafford man? You silly little Brit, you.
Welcome to Arkansas.
Right. We like football and robots.
Yeah.
Boobs.
And boobs.
Yeah. Oh, you know, speaking of boobs, the Pamela Lee thing.
Oh, the movie, yeah.
What?
Did you see it?
What?
No, I haven't.
Say what?
Well, she just got...
Seth, what's his face? Stoner Boy.
Seth Rogen?
Yeah, he made a movie about the evolution of the Pam and Tommy film, how it came out, like, was leaked, and...
Yeah, it's like a big thing right now on Hulu.
Oh, what an inspired tale.
Yeah.
Oh, my!
Timeless American love story.
Well, I think she just got divorced again.
That's her problem.
And we've always talked... Remember, we've talked about her numerous times with divorces on this show. I think we've covered...
Do you think Joe Burrow...
I think we've covered 3 and 4... And now this is 5?
Do you think Joe Burrow will have more touchdowns than Pam Lee divorces in the Super Bowl?
Ooh, no. That's an interesting
prop.
That'd
be 5, yeah. That'd be 5. I think Stafford gets 5 TDs for Pamela.
Prince William, do you like Pamela Anderson? Are you a Burrow boy?
Do you think she's
or a
hot?
Stafford man?
You think Pam's hot?
Do you think Pam's hot? You ever see her naked with that Tommy Lee boat movie they made?
You ever seen a Playboy from 1999?
You ever hear of Seth Rogen? He's one of the most intellectual movie stars of our generation.
What is this character?
He's Canadian.
West Virginia interview.
And
man.
He makes jokes about porno and smoking weed, and he has millions of dollars, and we love him.
Uh-huh.
Unreal.
Whoa, tell us how you really feel.
That is how I feel. Now leave the gym! What a great
note
from that.
Out of this
now
gym.
Leave the gym!
This is my gymnasium.
So the consensus is obviously Clay and I, we like the Rams. Patty, you're taking
Patty,
the
no
Burrow
more
Bengals.
Gymnasium crimes.
Yeah, no.
What about halftime? Are we all excited for Dr. Dre?
Yeah, they're going to play
and
all that.
Eminem and Snoop and is it Mary J. Blige or...
Mary J. Yoria.
Yeah.
Mary J. Yoria, Arthur Yoria's aunt. Performing with Dr. Dre and Eminem at the Super
Bowl. It's Arthur and Drag, actually.
Yes. International music celebrity Arthur Yoria. Check him out on YouTube.
Who do you think Yoria likes? You think he's a Burrow boy?
He's definitely a Burrow boy.
Where does Yoria live? Is he in Pennsylvania or something like that? We haven't even...
He's in Texas.
Yeah, he's in Texas.
Football heaven.
Well, if he's a Texas guy, then he's probably a Burrow boy. I don't know. Stafford went to Georgia, and Burrow went to LSU. Uria probably hates them. He's probably a Hook'em Horns guy.
He's probably never watched a football game in his whole life.
Maybe.
Maybe he's a Black Sabbath guy, Clay.
Yeah, this is my tribute to the Mountain.
Yeah. We're done, folks. It's been a silly episode. Okay. I'm calling it right now. Burrow and the Bengals by 7.
Okay.
Wrong.
Okay, fine. If you've enjoyed the last hour of the program, you can find episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie if you go to our hibernianradio.org. That's where all the archives.
All the archives.
It's where all the archives live.
That's correct.
Hibernianradio.org. Yeah. Or you can go to iTunes and search for us there. Hoolies Show, H-O-O-L-E-Y.
That's Apple iTunes.
That's right.
Cool.
Just Google Hoolies Hoolie. There's so many listening platforms now that there's no way you can't learn about Russian sales manuals or Arthur Yoria. Or Burrow Boys or Prince William or anything else.
And the guy, and Google Jim Less.
And Google Jim Less if you have a time on your hands and you're curious about who the most famous person of Niles, Illinois is.
Yep.
Want to thank our sponsors. That's the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport, Fox's Beverly Pizza, Flood Brothers Disposal, and Guinness Irish Stout. Ooh, who is it, Clay? It's Black Sabbath doing what song?
Snowblind.
Bye.
See ya.